From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House insists that U.S. President Donald Trump's surprise acceptance of a meeting with North Korean President Kim Jong-un by May resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that the administration made zero concessions and that the president is getting exactly what he wants, which is the opportunity for the North Koreans to denuclearize. Sanders on Friday was asked repeatedly by reporters where and when the meeting between Mr. Trump and Kim would occur. She answered that the details are under discussion and no decisions have been made as of yet. The Syrian army has reportedly splintered the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta as it intensifies its three-week assault, David Doyle reports for Reuters.
The Syrian army advanced on Saturday into eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel stronghold near the capital, Damascus. That's according to a war monitor and Syrian state media, who said the army had managed to splinter the besieged enclave. Syrian state television broadcast footage from inside Misrabah. Capture of that town and surrounding farmland brings important roads under Syrian army fire, effectively cutting the large rebel-held towns of Harasta and Duma off from each other. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. A spokesman for Jaish al-Islam, one of the two main insurgent groups in eastern Ghouta, said rebels had repelled the Misrabah attack. Eastern Ghouta has been besieged since 2013, but a relentless assault over the past 3 weeks has seen the Syrian army capture half of the territory, and it's estimated to have killed nearly 1,000 people.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.